It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Coronavirus just isn't fading away like many of us hoped it would this summer. In fact, it's surging throughout much of the country, and masking mandates are unfortunately back in many places, to include our national parks. Earlier this week, the National Park Service announced you now have to wear a mask inside all National Park Service buildings, on transportation vehicles like buses or boats, and even in crowded outdoor spaces, whether you are vaccinated or not. They didn't define what a crowded outdoor space is, but I'm guessing the crowd watching Old Faithful in Yellowstone, that would probably count, as would ranger-led programs in the parks. On the other hand, I would imagine if you're hiking a backcountry trail or fishing a trout stream, you're probably okay to take that mask off. In brighter news, dove hunting season is right around the corner, kicking off either September 1st or the first Saturday of September, that being the 4th this year in many states around our country. I generally am out for the opener, but I've got to tell you, mourning dove populations have gone down significantly in my home state of Washington, and I suspect other states are suffering as well. The reason? The Eurasian collared dove. It's a much bigger dove than the mourning dove, and it just outcompetes them for food and nesting sites. Eurasian collared doves are an invasive species, and their numbers have exploded, not just in the Pacific Northwest, but in states all over the nation. It's become a real problem, and in a lot of places in America, you can hunt them year-round with no limit, but the problem is they tend to hang out in towns or suburban areas where you can't legally discharge a firearm to take them out. I am curious, if you're a dove hunter, are you seeing the same problem that I am when it comes to the whole mourning dove versus Eurasian collared dove equation? Send me an email and let me know. Again, I am just really curious about this. You can do so through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Now, where you can shoot Eurasian collared doves legally, I've got the perfect tool for you to use. That would be a 410 shotgun from Henry Repeating Arms. You can either buy a lever-action shotgun, though you'll want to make sure it's legal to use that for bird hunting, or you can use a single-shot 410, which would work just perfect for those big doves. Like all firearms from Henry Repeating Arms, they are made in America. They are accurate, they're reliable, and oh yes, they're rugged. And if you want to find out more about not just 410 shotguns, but just great rifles for plinking and for hunting, most of them lever action, go to henryusa.com. That's the website for Henry Repeating Arms, henryusa.com. And while you're there, don't forget to ask for your free catalog and decals too. This week on America Outdoors Radio, we'll be talking about another bird hunting season opening up the 1st of September in several western and plain states. That bird would be the sharp-tailed grouse, and the man who's going to tell you about hunting them is Scott Linden, that well-known upland bird hunting television host, author, and former host of both Field and Stream and Outdoor Life Radio. Following that, we've got the opportunity to chat with Dr. Frank Roer. He's the president and chief scientist for Delta Waterfowl. In addition to telling you about this great organization, Dr. Roer will also share the fall duck and goose hunting forecast with you, and I can tell you, it's definitely a mixed bag this year. This show's not just about the birds, we've got elk to talk about too, especially since bow hunting season for them is kicking off soon. Jace Boserman is the author of a great article you can read right now at OutdoorLife.com about practicing with that bow of yours before the season starts. Jace specifically has three drills for you to do that will definitely help you harvest an elk this season. And these same tips, well, they'll come in very handy for deer hunters too. You won't want to miss this. Next on America Outdoors Radio, in case you didn't know it, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is celebrating its 150th birthday this year, and they have published a new book about the organization and what it's done. It's called America's Bountiful Waters. It's published by Stackpole Books. With us here today is the editor of this fine book, Craig Springer, with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Craig, great to have you on the air.
Hey, John. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about America's Bountiful Waters? What's inside this hardcover book?
Well, America's Bountiful Waters is a commemoration of 150 years of fisheries conservation in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We started as a U.S. Fish Commission, operated from 1871 to 1903. Then we became the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries and was the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries until 1940, when the Bureau of Fisheries and Biological Survey joined to become the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And in this book is stories about fish, some plants, some toads, blind salamander. It's mostly about fish that we work with, and these stories are written by the people that know them best. So history, cultural history, biography, and in some cases, memoir.
All right. Well, you wrote some of these stories yourself, and it always fascinates me, our fisheries here in America. Some of our fish, obviously, are native fish. Others are introduced. You wrote a piece about the smallmouth bass. Why don't you tell us about its history here in America?
Yeah, sure. So I had an early encounter with smallmouth bass as a boy in southwest Ohio. I used to fish a stream called Four Mile Creek, and the fish made a big impression on me and ultimately led to, a master's degree researching smallmouth bass at an introduced population in Arizona. And the research I did, I got in the water with the fish at various times of day and studied how they selected habitat during the day, in the middle of the night, and at dusk and dawn, and it was like peering behind the curtain, seeing how nature works. It was fascinating work. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has worked with smallmouth bass for a very long time. We've cultured them in our hatcheries, and we've done habitat work to make habitat better for the fish. The better the habitat, the more habitat you have, the better the fishing. Smallmouth bass was, just as a side note, one of the first fishes that traveled by airplane. They weren't stocked by air, which we have done, but they traveled from Northville, Michigan to Dayton, Ohio, about 1923, I think it was.
I'll be darned. The smallmouth bass, is this a fish that is native to America, or was it introduced? And if it is native, where did it originate from? Because obviously you can find it in almost all of our states now, it seems.
Yeah, smallmouth bass is naturally occurring, native only to the upper Mississippi Basin from southern Canada to, well, I guess approximately northern Arkansas, and then from west of the Appalachians to the Great Plains. It's been introduced on the Atlantic seaboard, some really good smallmouth bass populations in like the Shenandoah River, St. Lawrence Seaway, places like that. And they've been introduced in cool water reservoirs in the central U.S. and in the west.
Yes, and they are prolific in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the Columbia River. Now, this book mostly is about fish, but there are some species that are not fish. The Texas blind salamander. Never heard of the critter. Tell our listeners more.
So, yeah, the Texas blind salamander occurs naturally in watery caves in central Texas, and it is blind. It has no eyes. As a young organism, they have these little vestiges of optic nerves, but they eventually go away. There's no eyes, and they're kind of a ghostly white. They have no pigmentation because they never see sunlight. And they were discovered by Barton Everman, who we have a story about in the book. Barton Everman may be better known to your folks as discovering golden trout, but he was working on establishing a fish culture station at National Fish Hatchery near San Marcos, Texas, and they sunk wells doing test wells. This is like 1890, 95, something like that, and these blind salamanders just kind of popped up. But now they are an imperiled species, and we have them at our San Marcos Aquatic Resource Center in San Marcos, Texas, and we're working to propagate them and conserve them, hold them in refugia should anything happen bad to them in the wild.
Great stuff here. And folks, there's so much more in here too. Again, a lot about fish, but as you just heard, there's also stories about people involved in conservation and fisheries here in the United States over the last 150 years and about critters like the Texas blind salamander and other amphibians and animals and reptiles too. Again, the book is America's Bountiful Waters. It's published by Stackpole Books. The editor is Craig Springer, and you can find it wherever you find books, whether it be Amazon or bookstores or at the Stackpole Books website. Craig, congratulations on putting this together, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on.
B Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. September 1st is coming up quick, and that means sharp-tailed grouse season is going to be opening up in several western states. And what better person to talk to about chasing grouse than Scott Linden, the man behind Scott Linden Upland Nation, and also a person I consider my mentor. He's the former host of Field & Stream and Outdoor Life Radio. Scott, great to have you back on the air.
Don't hold that against me.
Well, let's just say I've been a big fan for a long time, and I'm thrilled to be following your footsteps, but you're more in the TV world now, and you love to chase after upland birds. That is what trips your trigger, and I know you love chasing after sharp-tailed grouse. What states have you hunted them in, and generally, what is the season for these birds?
Well, you hit on the first part already. September 1st is almost always the opening day for sharptails and doves in many states and ruffed grouse in many states or forest grouse in many states. So that's pretty safe, except Idaho, where the season starts October 1 and ends on Halloween. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states that usually have a season. And then there's a few that sometimes have a season, and that's not counting some of the prairie provinces in Canada where you're in an entirely different universe. There's so many birds up there. But I've hunted both North Dakota and South Dakota. I've hunted Wyoming, and I've hunted Nebraska for these birds, and Montana, but not Alaska and not Idaho yet, and certainly not Minnesota, Michigan, Colorado, and Wisconsin. So not bad, and I like to think those are some of the best states for that stuff. And, you know, we talk about a season that opens on September 1st and in many cases runs for months and months and months. But the bottom line is if you're not chasing sharptails in the first few weeks of the season, then you're just out for a nice long walk. The birds have been pestered by other hunters. They've covied up into big groups that have lookouts at every point on the compass, and seldom will you get close enough to take a shot.
Interesting. What is your favorite state to hunt Sharpies? I mean, if somebody says, Scott, where should I go? And they're looking for lots of birds and lots of public access, where would you send them?
Lots of birds is a relative term. You know, you're walking 4 to 15 miles in a day. So bear that in mind. And the problem with that is that time of year, it's hot. So you want to be careful about your dog. I don't care about you, but I care about your dog. But in terms of where I would go, either of the Dakotas has good access and good numbers. Montana has incredible numbers and pretty good access. And the sleeper state is Nebraska. Everybody's heard of the Sand Hills. Well, let me tell you, if I die and go to heaven, there better be grass-covered hills of sand there, because that's where I want to be.
Well, I hope to see you there, Scott. But in the meantime, for people who have not done sharp-tail grouse hunting before, why don't you tell people what the terrain's like? Because it's not the same as, you know, when you're sizing up a place to go pheasant hunting, it's obvious what it is. Same thing with chukar, same thing with quail. But the terrain that the sharp-tailed grouse lives in, it's much more subtle, isn't it?
For the most part, yes. But interestingly, there are times of year and times of day when they act like all those other birds. For the most part, as one biologist said to me, the first thing you want to look for is grass that is tall enough that it bends in the wind. So shin, knee-high grass. Any shorter than that, and it might be Hungarian partridge country, but the Sharpies like that slightly taller grass. Depending on where you're going, it's rolling hills or relatively flat prairie. But just like a lot of birds, and I love this part of it, and the Little Missouri grasslands in North Dakota is a perfect example, but it's everywhere. If there's cracks and crevices, folds and wrinkles in the terrain, and in those wrinkles and folds, there's snowberry bushes or a water course or some kind of cover, even, you know, low timber stands and things like that. Sometimes that's where you'll find the birds.
Interesting.
Especially in higher wind or in hotter temperatures. These birds are birds. They're shade-loving birds. And so early in the season, quite often, what you're really looking for is shade.
Great advice. Got a question for you. I have had grouse before in terms of rough grouse or forest grouse. I have spruce grouse, which I regret, but I've never had sharp-tailed grouse. How are they as table fare, and how do you like to cook them?
Well, you know, they're different in that they fly hard and they fly often, so their breast meat is relatively red, much like, you know, some of the other hard-flying birds. And the first thing I suggest is, you know, the usual stuff. Cool them out as quickly as you can. I will take all the meat and I'll soak it overnight in salt water, and that'll leach out any of the, you know, the blood and the bloodshot. So that's the first thing you do. After that, the meat is maybe a little bit more wild tasting than some birds, but it takes well to any kind of seasoning that you're going to put on it. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I'll just throw it all in the crock pot with a can of cream of mushroom soup.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, if you want to cook it low and slow, then, yeah, you better be real moist as well. But the other way to cook it is hot and fast and just too rare, because when you pull it off the grill, it's going to continue to cook a little bit. And not as bad as the waterfowl, but, you know, all upland birds will taste a little funny and get a little bit tougher if you cook them beyond medium rare. So be careful about that. I've had it cooked in any number of ways, and then you can do all the usual stuff with it. You can pull all the meat off and make a pot pie or a taco out of it. Those are some of my favorites. But, you know, anything you do with any other bird is going to be fine as long as you've kept care of it from the beginning.
Great advice as always. Last question that you need to answer for our listeners: what's going on with the Scott Linden Upland Nation, and how can they get involved with it?
Oh, I'd love that. First off, the third printing of my book, What the Dogs Taught Me, is coming out with a new title and in paperback for the first time in October, so watch for that. Apparently, they can't find anybody else who wants to write about the topic, so they're going to reprint my book again. And you can just Google my name at Amazon, and you'll find it there. In fact, you can pre-order it now, for that matter. You know, I was born a teacher. My mother was a teacher, so I got the DNA, and I'm back to doing a lot of teaching in video form. So go to my YouTube channel and learn how to take care of your dog in the field, how to feed it right, how to, you know, do first aid on it, and then how to shoot better, and particularly, and this may be the next book, how to access public land more productively.
Oh.
Seems to be a red hot topic, and you know, I've been doing it for a long time. I've hunted in 26 states across the U.S., and most of it not at Orvis endorsed lodges. So I'm trying to teach other people how to do that in a lot of those videos. So go to the Scott Linden Outdoors YouTube channel and learn some things there, and that's a good way to start.
All right, Scott. Thank you so much for the time, as always. I know you're a busy man. Good luck hunting this season, and I can't wait to get you on the air again.
Looking forward to it, John. Have a great fall.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stove to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. Join the habitat leader and help create wildlife habitat in your community. Go to pheasantsforever.org.
We're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and duck and goose hunting season, it is right around the corner. That's why we've got Dr. Frank Roer on the line. He's the president and chief scientist for Delta Waterfowl, and he's going to break down the fall flight forecast for ducks and also how the goose hunting season is looking too. Dr. Roer, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, happy to be here, John. Thanks.
Let's start off with the fall flight forecast for ducks. I know the western U.S. has seen a drought like I haven't seen in a couple of decades. That can't be good, can it?
Oh, it really can't. I did a trip to Klamath this year, and it was just depressing how little water they have at that, you know, fabulous site, working in Northern California as well, and it was just bone dry. So I would say the Pacific Flyway got the worst of it this year. It's going to be really tough for ducks produced in the lower 48 just because it's so dry. Intermountain marshes in Nevada and Utah, many of them are dry. So we're not going to get much production except what comes out of Canada, northern Canada, and Alaska. Of course, Alaska is pretty stable, so that's the only bright spot I could speak to.
Let's talk about the prairie potholes region. How are the Dakotas looking?
Yeah, the Dakotas are bad. Now, let me also point out that we haven't done the May surveys where we count ducks and wetlands. When I say we, the waterfowl community, they've been canceled 2 years in a row because of COVID. And so what you're getting are my impressions from having traveled a lot in Prairie Canada and in the Dakotas for sure. And it's bad. It's worse than I've seen it since, you know, the late 80s, early 90s when we were in that prolonged drought. And what makes it odd this year is it's dry everywhere. So last year, North Dakota had a lot of water. And then, boy, the spigot shut off, and it was dry last summer, so the wetlands dried up, and then we got no snow in the winter. So the Dakotas are bad. And Prairie Canada's bad. Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta are all in poorer condition. So duck production in the Prairie Pothole region, that famous area that produces 70 to 50% of the ducks we shoot typically, it's going to be real, real poor this year.
I'm starting to suffer from some depression here. Let's head further east. Give me some better news out of the Mississippi Flyway or the Atlantic.
Let me go backwards and say, you know, this is the first year of a really bad drought that's across the prairie. So we still have high duck numbers. So that was, you know, that's the good news out of the prairies. We won't get great production, but we have good duck numbers. When we go east, things are better. This was a better year in the eastern provinces, Ontario and Quebec, and the northeastern U.S. So it's wetter over there than it has been, and that'll be good production for the Atlantic Flyway. So
that's good. Thank you for at least giving us that.
A glimmer of hope. That's right.
All right. So if you're east of the Mississippi, you're probably in for a good duck season. If you are west of the Mississippi, there are the existing ducks that, you know, were born before drought, but production-wise, really rough because of the drought. Let's turn to geese. Canada geese, or I should say the Canada goose, their population has just exploded over the last couple of decades. Have they been affected in the same way by this drought, or can we expect some good goose hunting this year?
Not at all. And the Canada geese that you're mostly talking about are the big Canadas, the giant Canadas that breed sort of in the southern region. And amazingly enough, in North Dakota, the big Canadas did great again this year. So, you know, we've been looking at year over year sort of 8 to 10% growth, which is ridiculously, you know, high growth rates. So big Canadas have done really well, and Arctic geese have done mostly pretty well. Now, again, this is based my assessment now. I obviously haven't been to the Arctic, and moreover, the Canadian Wildlife Service guys haven't been to the Arctic. So they're looking at climate data. But climate data drives Arctic goose production, and we didn't have a really late year this year. We had a very normal year, and so it looks like we'll have good production of snow geese and Ross's geese. And even the Canada geese that are doing fairly poorly, like those Atlantic Flyway Canadas, it looks like the weather data said that they would have an okay year. We won't know until the fall, but things look way better for geese. So it'll be a good year to be a goose hunter.
There you go. All right. Good year to be a goose hunter. Maybe not so much for a duck hunter, especially if you're west of the Mississippi. Let's talk about Delta Waterfowl. It used to be, when I was growing up, the organization that you kind of tied yourself with when it came to the waterfowling community and conservation was Ducks Unlimited. Delta Waterfowl has really grown in prominence over the last 10 years or so. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your organization and how it differs from Ducks Unlimited?
Yeah, you're exactly right, John. You know, I'm an old guy, and I was a Ducks Unlimited member way back in the 70s when I first started hunting, or the late 60s. And I never even heard of Delta Waterfowl until the mid-70s when I lucked into finding out about this tiny organization. We've been around since 1911, believe it or not.
Wow.
But we had been very, very quiet for the first, let's say, 80 years. And we only developed a membership, for instance, you know, in recent decades. So there was no membership. We were a tiny research-only organization, and that's how I learned about Delta. And we've grown dramatically, and so now we have quite a large membership. We're not Ducks Unlimited size, but large membership. We have our roots in science, so we were always a science-based organization, but now we've delved out, gotten much larger, and so we're doing active management. And so, you know, the two recipes for more ducks, our goal is to produce more ducks and to help duck hunters. To produce more ducks, it's very simple. You go to the prairies or the breeding grounds, and you protect habitat, and then you try and enhance duck production, enhance hatch. Those predators eat most duck eggs, so so that's what Delta does.
Interesting. You know, I always used to think of Delta Waterfowl as the southern organization that was east of the Mississippi, but you've got chapters in the Pacific Northwest, and your headquarters is actually in North Dakota now, in Bismarck.
Yeah, you know, we get support from guys in the south, but by and large, if you look at Delta, we focus on the breeding grounds. Every scrap of information about ducks says that what drives duck populations is what happens on the breeding grounds. There's no limitation of winter habitat. So we completely focus, or 99% of our focus, I should say, is on the breeding grounds, and particularly on that Prairie Pothole region, best duck production area in North America. So that's where we've been located. We started you know, as an advocacy organization way back, you know, in 1911 back east, but we quickly moved to Manitoba where we had our research station. And since then we've expanded and do research everywhere. But our research focus is still about duck production on the prairies.
I understand you're a science-based organization, an advocate for waterfowl and for duck hunting as well. Do you do work that's similar to like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in terms of purchasing habitat for ducks, or are you doing different kinds of work?
To be honest, we don't advocate much for purchase just because it's such a daunting task. If you're focused on the prairies, you've got a huge area, much larger than the size of Texas. That's the prairie pothole region. And so just think about it. You can't buy Texas. That's hopeless. So that's not our goal. We do a lot of habitat work, but our habitat work is almost all focused on policy work that makes good farm policy and good duck policy. So we have a policy guy, John Debney, works in D.C. all the time, works very closely with the Ducks Unlimited policy folks, I should point out, working on things like how do you get more CRP? You know, there's a huge thing for ducks, and, you know, we're trying to increase the acreage of CRP to create grass for nesting cover. How do you protect wetlands and make sure that we keep our wetlands intact in the Dakotas? So that's our habitat focus. And then we spend our management dollars on duck production stuff. So that's one of the ways we differ from Ducks Unlimited.
Okay. Well, thanks for breaking that down for us. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But, folks, if you want to learn more about Delta waterfowl and get some state-by-state forecasts, the website to go to is deltawaterfowl.org. That's deltawaterfowl.org. This is a great organization that's doing great things for ducks and duck hunters and our habitat as well. Check out that website again, deltawaterfowl.org. Dr. Rower, thank you so much for your time today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Enjoyed it.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life and the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement, pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college, or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the Centennial State of Colorado. That's where we get to talk to Jace Boserman. He is a bow hunting expert, and he just wrote a great article in Outdoor Life, and you can read it at outdoorlife.com, that's got three wonderful bow hunting tips that'll make you a better hunter for elk this fall. Jace, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you on. This is just really good stuff. It's a short, compact article with a lot to fit in. We've got a few minutes to talk about it. Let's go through your first tip. Why is it important when you're practicing for the season ahead to learn to hold to exhaustion?
Well, the main reason behind that is because when you're out pounding foam on the range and stuff like that, you know, you've got time and you can take the shot whenever you need to, whenever you let the release fire the bow, those sorts of things. But in a hunting situation, especially with elk, it's not uncommon to find yourself at full draw for a very long period of time. Whether that bull sixth sense catches in and he notices a little bit of your draw cycle, or they just have an uncanny ability to hang up for 20 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds behind a tree limb or that one spot you need that arrow to go through. So you need to build up your muscle stamina and be able to hold at full draw. And this does two things. One, it improves your stamina as a bow hunter. The more you do it, the more you practice it. If you do it a couple times a week, you're going to get where you can hold for longer periods of time. And the second thing it does is it really helps fight off target panic. It helps you trust your pin float, because after about 30, 40 seconds on target, that pin looks like it's bobbing and weaving all over the place. But the thing to remember is, even though you're experiencing that float and that exhaustion, your subconscious mind is constantly dragging that pin back and forth across the spot you want that arrow to impact. So you just learn to trust it and continue to go through your shot cycle until you're able to get that arrow off.
Good stuff there. Next thing you recommend folks practice is you need to shoot at angles. And this makes perfect sense, because I think most of us who shoot a bow, we've got a target in the backyard and we are shooting, well, it's flat. It's
K243CT Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Late this morning, President Biden was briefed by members of his national security team on the evolving situation in Afghanistan.
The Taliban takeover of Afghans last Sunday has consumed his administration, which was caught off guard by the development and is scrambling to evacuate thousands of Americans, Afghans, who assisted the U.S. during the war, and others. Meantime, criticism of the operations continue to mount.
Today's briefing included discussions of the security situation and counterterrorism operations, including against the Islamic State group, the IS affiliate, which has long declared a desire to attack America and U.S. interests abroad, has been active in Afghanistan for several years, carrying out horrific attacks, mostly on the Shiite minority. Late this morning, Henri was upgraded from tropical storm to hurricane status. National Hurricane Center said they expect Henri to make landfall on Long Island or southern New England by tomorrow. In a briefing today, National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says those in Henri's path will be feeling the effects soon.
Sunday morning, those winds will be spreading towards Long Island. I'm starting to get into Connecticut with time. You got to have stuff wrapped up today, because if you think about it, it's too dangerous to be outside preparing when you have those tropical storm force winds. So preparedness needs to be wrapped up today.
Golfers are on the course in New Jersey playing in the third round of the Northern Trust, but PGA Tour officials decided to shut down Liberty National Golf Course tomorrow out of a proceeding as out of caution. However, the game will pick up for the final round on Monday, weather permitting. Crews are digging in and burning out fire lines amid fears that another round of high winds will bring renewed fury to a Northern California wildfire. The Calder Fire in northern Sierra Nevada has destroyed dozens of homes, and a 46-mile stretch of Interstate 50 has been shut down between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Rural America has lost more population in the last census.
The trend highlights an already severe worker shortage in the nation's farming and ranching regions and is drawing calls from those industries for immigration reform to help ease the problem. The census data shows that population gains in many rural areas were driven by increases in Hispanic and Latino residents. Many of them come as immigrants to work on farms or in meatpacking plants or to start their own businesses.
Jeremy House reporting. John Hansen's the president of the Nebraska Farmers Union. He wants to see a common sense approach and says vilifying immigrants just makes that harder to achieve. San Francisco has become the first major city in the nation to require proof of full vaccination against the coronavirus. New York City only requires partially inoculated persons to have those activities. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Montana is becoming the only state to ban vaccine requirements for their employees.
While many large companies across the U.S. have announced that COVID-19 vaccines will be required for their employees to return to work in person, a law passed by the state's Republican-controlled legislature requiring vaccines as a condition for employment is deemed discrimination and a violation of the state's human rights laws. Montana is the only state of the U.S. with a law like this for private employers. GOP lawmakers who supported the bill and the state legislature said it was needed in response to employers coercing employees to get vaccinations under threat of termination. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Biden's job approval rating ticked down, and Americans are taking a noticeably less positive view of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. According to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the numbers went from 66% in July to 54% this week. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
And hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein, and welcome to The Pet Show. So, is your pug a bit too pushy? Are your felines acting freaky? Does your dachshund have you dumbfounded? Well, if you love animals, obviously you do, you're listening to The Pet Show, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to make their life a little better, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hey, hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. If you'd like to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog or cat is behaving a certain way, your dog hates the mailman, your cat refuses to use the litter box, your dog chased the dog down the block, your cat chewed your favorite chair, scratched your favorite chair, your dog has separation anxiety, you get the idea. That's what this show is all about. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And just let me take this time to remind everyone, if you're a new listener, if you're a regular listener to The Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to speak with me live on the air will, in fact, be getting an unbelievable gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items, $25, $35, $45 and more. We're not talking biscuits here, folks. So everyone that calls in and gets to speak to me live on the air today will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Now, before we get started today, I want to do this. I want to take this opportunity to keep our men and women in uniform and those Afghan civilians that fought alongside of us in our thoughts and our prayers, hoping they all come home soon. I have such honor and such respect for those brothers and sisters in the military, my fellow veterans that served in Afghanistan. Let's get them home as soon as we possibly can. Again, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Here's what I have planned for today's show. Never get to all the topics, but we're going to try. When you call your dog, is it like kind of like talking to the wind? Does your dog have selective hearing? How do you get your dogs to come even when they're distracted? We'll take a look at that. Also, did you know that cats prefer to get free meals rather than work for them? I'll explain something called contra freeloading. You heard that. Contra freeloading coming up in a bit. Also, and man, do I want to talk about this. I am so sick and tired of hearing alpha, 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 alpha. No matter where you go, people talk about the alpha dog and the so-called pack rules. I will be giving you my take and why there is so much confusion about what the term alpha really means. And believe me, it is not what you think. Also coming up, are you misreading your cat's intentions? Sometimes we do. We don't know where they're headed. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe your dog's not housebroken, poor guy's suffering with separation anxiety, your Dobie's depressed, your dog's chasing anything that moves, your cat looks at the litter box and says, no way, scratch your favorite chair, and your dog legitimately believes any time he sees anybody or anything, he must hump it, give me a call. We're going to make this world hump-free when the pet show's over. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. So here is the question of the day. I happen to be the world's biggest tease. I grew up that way. That's the way I am. And I tease my pets all the time. I do. And in a loving way. And we have fun. And believe me, they tease me back. So my question to you today, does anybody out there also tease their pets? Or am I crazy? Give me a call. Let me know. The phone number here, not that I'm crazy. Let me know if you tease your pets. 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let me start out by a phone call and let me go to my friend Nick. Hey, Nick, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
I could not be better, Nick. How are you in beautiful California, not too far away from me today?
Well, you know, we're in California. We have a lovely pool, and my three-year-old lab can't swim. She loves playing in the little shallow reef, but we get her anything where she can't touch the bottom. She goes into a panic, and it just, you know, I've had Rottweilers that would just jump in the water and swim across the pool. This one, I don't know.
But Nick, let me try to figure out a way to blame you, okay?
All right.
I'm trying my hardest. When you first got, what's your dog's name?
Kara.
Kara. When you first got Kara, and you put her by the pool, did you force her to go in?
No. We she found it by herself as far as the shallow reef goes, but I think we kind of maybe pulled her into the deeper end.
So in other words, it wasn't on her terms that she went into the deeper end.
Yeah.
Well, shame. Nick. Nick, here's what we need to do, okay? First of all, do you have a life preserver for the dog?
No, but I've seen them. We can get one.
Well, that's what I want you to do. I want you to go online or go to a store, pick up a life preserver for the dog. The concept is when the dog's feet are not moving in deeper water, she panics because she's going to sink. Not every dog knows how to swim. Like in your case, sometimes you have to teach them. By having that life preserver on the dog when she's in the pool, even though she's not using her feet at the beginning, she's not floating or she's not sinking down, which is going to make her feel a little bit more comfortable. Just do it for a couple of minutes at a time, and that's the end. Once she starts to realize that she's not going to sink with the life preserver, after a while, and her confidence gains, you'll start noticing she'll be using her feet, and she'll be paddling all over the pool, probably chasing you guys out, Nick.
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
How old was she when you got her, did you say?
Oh, so we got her as a pup. We got her right 6 weeks, 2 months, excuse me. I was corrected.
So let me ask you a question. You sound a little embarrassed. You sound a little embarrassed that you have a Labrador that doesn't like the water.
Yeah. You know, I would have never thought. I don't know.
Just a little bit. I remember years ago when I was in Europe, we were working with some Newfoundlands doing some water trials. We taught them to pull boats along or whatever. And we found a couple of Newfoundlands. And, you know, they have, like, their tails are like rudders. They have big lungs. They got webbed feet. They're made for the water. But even a few of them had to be educated in terms of the water, not being afraid of it. Anyway, what I'm going to do, Nick, is you want your dog to be in the best shape ever, right?
Yes, I do.
You want your dog to be healthier than he can possibly even think about being. So I'm going to put you on hold. And what's going to happen is the lovely Keith. So hard to say the lovely Keith. But the lovely Keith will pick up. And I'm going to send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dog. By the way, very beneficial because if your dog is spending time in the pool, and remember, the pool has chlorine, which means that can dry the skin out. I want you to rinse them off. And the Hugs and Kisses with natural lecithin and biotin will keep that skin nice and moist. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. A quick break then, right back to your phone calls. Every week for the last 2 years, you heard me talking about Lucy Pet Formulas for Life Pet Food and what an amazing product it is. I hear every day over and over again from listeners all across the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, our dogs and cats love Lucy Pet Food, but more importantly, they really feel great and they really look great. But I don't want you to take my word alone. This is actually what one of my listeners had to say about Lucy Pet Food after using it.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it, and we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better, and so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
And that's exactly what I hear every day, why people are so happy and so thrilled about the changes it makes in their dog or cat once getting them on Lucy Pet Formers for Life Pet Food. By the way, manufactured here in Southern California at their own place. A lot of pet foods, you know, one company in the Midwest can manufacture 15, 20, 30 different pet foods. Not Lucy Pet Food. They have their own plant not too far away from where I live. So if you want to get your dogs healthy and happy, Lucy Pet Food is now available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com, or check out their website. Tell them Warren sent you, LucyPetFood.com. Check out Lucy Pet Food at Amazon, Chewy, or LucyPetFood.com today. You'll be happier and your pets will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 877-725-8255. Here's an interesting stat for you guys. 7 in 10 Americans are planning to travel with their pet this year, not for their sanity. They believe that their dogs deserve a getaway after being confined in the house for the last year and a half. So they're traveling not for their own sanity, but to make sure they keep their dogs happy. 877-725-8255. Hey, Darlene, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you so much, Warren. A pleasure to speak with you.
Same here.
I have a little problem here. I purchased an 8-week-old kitten. His name is Buster, and I've had him for 2 months now, so he's 16 weeks old. And he is extremely aggressive towards my 10-year-old female cat, and he pounces on her, he bites her neck. If she's walking, he just globs onto her. She hisses, she runs away, she strikes him with her paws, and
when she strikes him, are the claws out or in?
I believe they are in.
Okay, let me tell you exactly what you're facing here, okay? You have a 16-week-old kitten and a 10-year-old cat. And what happens is when the kitten was with the other litter mates it was with and its mother, that's exactly what they did to each other. They pounced on each other, they bit each other, they chewed on each other. That's how kittens play with each other. However, your kitten now is not with his other kittens anymore. He's with a 10-year-old cat. So it's up to you to really focus on getting a lot of the excessive physical and mental energy from the kitten, and this way he'll be a lot calmer around the older cat. Now, you heard me talk about, I know you were listening on the Los Angeles show, you heard me talk about the cardboard boxes, the organic catnip and other organic plants. Also, giving the kitten a really high place to go to will make a difference for you. Has there been any bloodshed? And my next question is, when you leave the house, are the two of them together or do you separate them?
Well, up until a couple of days ago, I was separating them. They had the house entirely to themselves, and I would come home. What's interesting is my 10-year-old cat also seeks out where the kitten is playing. So if he's in the living room with his boxes and bags and toys, then my adult cat will be there.
Well, that's good. That's good for both cats at this point. It's good for the older cat to come in there and be curious in terms of what's going on. Now, in terms of when you come home, the both cats have been together maybe 4 hours, maybe 3 hours, maybe 5 hours. When you come home, is there hair all over the house? Are things knocked over? Is there bloodshed? Or is the house exactly the same as you left it? Other than you have two cats in the household that had the opportunity to be with each other but are not with each other because they decided not to be, or maybe they were with each other, but there's no problems when you come home?
None.
Okay.
No problems.
What I want you to do is just continue what you're doing. Give the kitten ample time. Exercise the kitten by himself in another room. I mean, just tucker the heck out of him. Then give the older cat the same opportunity. I want you to do some scent swapping as well, even though they live with each other. Rub the scent of one on the other and vice versa. The kitten will adjust. The older cat will adjust. Just give them some more time. This is the problem. If you interject too much into the behavior that they're having and don't let them work it out on their own, this will be a long-term problem. By letting them work it out on their own a little bit, taking some of the energy out of the kitten, but letting them work it on their own, Darlene, it'll make all the difference in the world. And you will find, take it from me, you will find that you'll be coming home and you will be finding them sleeping whisker to whisker in not too long.
I have one other question, please.
Sure, go ahead.
He is a biter and a scratcher, and he bit my husband, and my husband had to be placed on an antibiotic, and he's bitten me on my hands.
Let me do this, darling. Let me put you on. I don't want to rush you. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back. I got to take a break. So let me put you on hold. When we come back, we'll talk about the biting as well. I wish you would have told me that at first. It would have made a difference in terms of how I approach it. Then we're going to get to Irene and get the voice in Spokane, Washington, Jason in Maui, Robert in Mulberry, Florida. We'll get to all your calls. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do you tease your pets? I want to know. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Winnie the Pooh, Willy Nelly, silly old man. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, tubby little puppy all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
I'm Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. When Gavin Newsom tried to shut our county down, our local supervisors stood shoulder to shoulder with our local businesses. Not a single citation was handed out to a Shasta County business by our local government. Our business community proudly stands with our elected supervisors, Mary Rickert, Leonard Modi, and Joe Comenti. Decline to sign and reject Recall Shasta.
This ad paid for by Shasta Forward. Reject the recall of supervisors Rickert, Comenti, and Modi.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Charlie's Place was a popular stopping place near Noble's Trail, just west of Shingletown. It was owned and operated by Charlie Ogburn. In 1856, Charlie sold the place to his brother John, who began holding bull and bear fights. The fighting arena was built of logs around a deep trench. Poles about 20 feet high were buried 3 feet in the ground, placed close together, and securely nailed at the top. The arena was round and 60 feet across with a drop door, and the bear was prodded into the arena with hot irons where a bull was waiting for him. The spectators sat around on the outside of the stockade where they could look down on the fight on elevated seats. People came from as far away as Sacramento to attend the fights. The attendees numbered in the hundreds, and the betting was heavy. Want more Donnie Smith? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Do it. That's number one. Now, in terms of aggressive behavior, as I said earlier, when the cat reacts with other kittens, okay, and let's say he bites another kitten, the other kitten has fur, he's going to run away, and that's the end of it. In your situation, it's different. When the cat bit your husband, what we should have done, it's easy to say what we should have done, the bite hurts, but here's what I want you to do from now on. Cats, 99% of the time, will give some indication of biting before they bite. Either their tails will be stiff and go back and forth, their pupils will be dilated, their ears might be back, but they generally give you some idea. So we know that this cat has a tendency to be a little, not aggressive, but a little snappy and bit your husband. So what I want you to do is when your husband or yourself notices any of those changes, just get up and walk away before the cat has the ability to do anything. Because once the cat does it, he won. He bit your husband. Your husband ran away, understandably, and now the cat thinks he did exactly what he was supposed to do. So follow that advice. It's going to make all the difference in the world for you, that on top of everything else. What I'd like to do, darling, do you have a copy of my book, How to Get Your Cat?
No, I don't.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to have Keith send you a copy. Don't be frustrated. I appreciate the call, by the way. Don't be frustrated. It's a 16-week-old kitten. We got to give him some time to mature, but at the same time, remember, mental stimulation and physical stimulation is important. You might want to try some pheromone therapy as well. Not that it's going to make 100% of the difference, but it might calm him down just a little bit. 877-725-8255. Irene, welcome to the Pet Show. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Welcome to the show, Irene. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Warren, and thank you for all your help and what you do and help people and help animals. Yes, I would like to know if it exists. If it doesn't, I wish for students to study this. It will help animals and save them a lot of misery and preserve their health and have a happy life. Are there any holistic dentists vets out there for dogs, for pets? Basically?
Yeah, there are. It's kind of interesting because many, many pet guardians nowadays are looking for a complementary approach to working with their pets. So there's a couple of things that you can do. Number one, if you just Google holistic veterinary dentists, you're in Los Angeles, veterinary dentists in Los Angeles, you will come up with at least a half a dozen right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
The other thing you can do is you can contact the, oh, God, why is it escaping my mind at the moment? Alternative veterinary medicine. If you Google alternative veterinary medicine, there's actually an organization, I believe it's based in the South somewhere, and what Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, contact them, and they actually break it down to different specialties, whether it be dental, whether it be for cancer, whether it be for some other type of problem. So that's what I would do is I would get in the – and a smart idea, I would definitely get in touch. And how old is your dog, by the way, Irene?
Well, it's a question mark. It's a Toddy. I've called in the past about him. He had a stone removed from the Sam Simon Foundation, and everything went well. I called because I was worried, you know, because I don't want to lose my dog, you know, as we said. Nobody made a good recovery, and he's alive today. And he seems old, but – the shelter, when I adopted him like 3 or 4 years ago, I think they said he was 6 years old, and so he probably would be 9 today, but I think he seems like he's really old, like even 17 or 20.
Why are you looking for, that provokes me to ask you the question, why are you looking for a dentist at this point? Is his mouth hurting?
Well, I took him to Green Dental, and they said, because they have a sedative they give them, it's safer, and they have to be checked out. They said he had bad teeth, but I gave him the greenies. I give him things, and that kind of helped. But now at this point, he's resting a lot. He won't even chew a greenie, so I'm really concerned. And I know it's the teeth. I know it's the teeth.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I would definitely do that. When you go to the vet and you find the holistic vet, ask him about a product called Auravet, O-R-A-V-E-T. It's kind of a chew. I give it to my dogs every day, and it really helps prevent a lot of dental issues. So check with the vet on that. Give me a call back once you've gone to the holistic dentist, and I think I'd love to hear back on what he says.
Yes, he won't chew anything at this point. I did buy him some steak at the supermarket.
You have to get in touch with the dentist right away. His mouth is really hurting him. It's not pleasant at this point. Yeah, so contact, let me know what you find. Give me a call back on the LA show next week. I'd love to see if you found a good dentist. I'd love to refer him to people.
Because the other veterinarians, the non-holistic, they will pull all of his teeth out. And I believe teeth can be saved if they clean them and kind of care for them. They can make comebacks. I believe that because it's happened to me. And they need to do therapies for animals because I don't want them to lose all of his teeth.
There's a whole specialty unit out there that are veterinarians that specialize in nothing but dental issues. And it's a big problem because 85 to 90% of pets will develop some type of dental disease by the time they're 3 years old. So anyway, give me a call back. Let me know. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm trying to think what I want to send you at this point, but the dog isn't eating anything and he's not chewing anything. So I'm just going to send you a T-shirt at this point. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks and we'll go a little bit further. But I'm glad you're having that taken a look at. If the dog's not eating, it means the mouth really hurts. And as I said, 85% of dogs and cats will develop some type of dental problems before they're 3 years old. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. I still got the best gifts to give away. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Cat's Incredible Litter. I got Lucy Pet Food, Arthur Suit Gold for Hips and Joints. You just heard me give away a T-shirt, Mushroom Max, copies of both of my best-selling books, either Dog or Cat, hemp seed oil as well. So it's a great time to give me a call. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will get one of these fabulous gifts for their dog or cat, thanks to my amazing sponsors. And as I said earlier, many of the items I give away are worth $25, $35, $45, or even more. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen carefully. I'm bragging, and I should be bragging, but the results are amazing. My Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year track record of keeping your dogs and your cats healthy and happy. I took that classic formula and I enriched it with omega and lecithin to reduce shedding, promote healthy skin and coat, and strong bones. But don't take my word for it. I want you to listen to what one of my callers says about the brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements and how it's affecting her pets.
I called about a couple months ago. I rescued about a 12-year-old little pug, Corgi mix, and she came with lots of skin problems and itchy, and it was driving me crazy. And you sent me the Hugs and Kisses, and she's been on it a couple months. Unbelievable. It's changed her life and mine. She's just doing really, really, really well with it, and I love the product. And I wanted to know where I can get more of it, because I tried a few different things when I first got her, and it was not good. And this has been unbelievable.
You know, the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplement is an Amazon's choice. That ought to tell you how good it is. So the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats are available at Amazon. If you're Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Walmart.com and Wish.com, or you can log on directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget the THC. Or call my office directly if you want to speak to someone, 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847. But here's the deal. If you want to get Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement for your dogs and cats as quick as you possibly can, and shipping will be free, check out Amazon.com, as I said, Hugs and Kisses is now an Amazon's choice. Walmart.com, Wish.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word Hugs. Check out the Hugs and Kisses at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or ThePetShow.com today. You'll be really happy. Your cats will love you, and your dogs will love you for giving them Hugs and Kisses. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
What's the right thing to say when tragedy hits? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When tragedy strikes, most people are at a loss for words. When we don't know what to say, we rely on platitudes, statements that became common in the first place because, well, when we're at a loss for words, it seems like the best thing to do is rely on what others before us have said about tragedies. Look, the reality is that there is no best thing to say after a tragedy. Just be sincere in whatever you say. If you feel stuck, scared, lost, or unsure, just own that. And do your best to be there with those who are suffering. Sharing your vulnerabilities with those who are hurting at least helps others know they're not alone. Your presence is stronger than you know. For ideas on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000,
$10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Okay, so if you don't already know, Kohl's is the best kept secret for back to school shopping. My daughter's heading off to college, and I got a great deal on a bedding set for her dorm, which she absolutely loves. Picked up some pillows for $11.99 and got her new jeans for just $21.99. I mean, whoa. With prices like that, you can't say no. Did I mention I got Kohl's Cash and it was ready for pickup in less than an hour? So, yeah, I say it was a success. Select styles. Prices good 8/18 to 8/22, 2021. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, free premium delivery ends Monday.
Speaking of puppy love, we love puppies, kittens. We love all animals here on The Pet Show. If you got a question or a comment or want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, everyone that calls and get a great gift for their dog if you get through to me live. 877-725-8255. Right now, let's go to Spokane, Washington, and Boyce. Hey, Boyce, welcome to The Pet Show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've got acquired a nine-month-old lab setter mix for my daughter. She had to move and couldn't take her with him or take him with her.
So she gave him to grandpa.
Yep. Well, rather than have her take him back to where she got him, we took him. And he hasn't had any discipline or anything. He's pretty kind of wild on the wild side. And he's getting to the point now where he wants to get up and jump up and down on the counters.
Well, let me ask you a question. The best food in the house is always on the counter, right?
Yeah.
So a couple of things right off the bat. Number one is never let the dog see you feeding him from the counter. If you're going to give him a treat or something, give it from another area, not from the counter. That's number one. Number two, what I would be doing at this point is decoying the counter. Get some of those products on the market, a couple of those bitter products, and only take a piece of paper towel, a piece of bread, spray it with the bitter products, and that's the only thing when you leave the house that, in fact, is on the counter. So when he jumps on the counter, what he's getting doesn't taste good. Number three, and this is a last resort. You can go to a store today, and you can buy some balloons. What is this guy doing? Take the balloons, boys, blow them up, and tape them to the counter where the dog jumps. When he jumps, the balloon will break. It's like God corrected him, and he'll learn rapidly. But I don't want you to do that right away. Try the other stuff first. And worst scenario, you can get a piece of cardboard about the length of your counter and about as wide as maybe 2 feet. Cover it with some wide strips of double stick tape. This way, when the dog goes near the counter, you don't have to be there. He's going to get kind of sticky on that cardboard. He's not going to like it, and he'll walk away, and then you can start leaving your Jell-O on the counter once again, boys. How's that sound?
That sounds really good. Yeah. And we got a 13-year-old border collie, and he's kind of – they get along pretty good, but he every once in a while – lab kind of overtakes the border collie.
Well, then what you need to do is, even though they spend a lot of time together, you need to take them out to neutral territory. Take them away from your home. Take them away from your block. Walk them in different areas. Right now, they're focused on each other. If you take them to different locations, you'll start noticing that their focus won't be so tight on each other, but on other things, boys. I think that's going to make the difference. Anyway, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter in there on stealing stuff off the counter. And I'm sure it's going to help you out. And what a great grandpa you are. Jim in Michigan, Loretta in Iowa, Jason Maui, don't go anywhere. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. You know, Cats call the shots on when we go to sleep, when we socialize, and even when we eat. They know exactly what they want. And what they really, really want is kitty lickies. Kitty lickies are made by Lucy Pet, and they're scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. That's right. Your cats will absolutely enjoy kitty lickies directly from the pouch, or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat, great for those finicky felines. Kitty Licky's Lickable Mousse Cat Treats come in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken, and each 2-ounce packet contains 4 individual pouches for your cats to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, or no artificial preservatives. Your cat won't stop licking this delicious mousse treat. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Mousse Cat Treat is a great choice. Plus, for finicky cats, Kitty Lickies doubles as a great food topper, encouraging them. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So I want you to check out Kitty Lickies, available at LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. Everyone who's tried Kitty Lickies falls in love with them, at least their cats do. So check out Kitty Lickies at LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We are back on The Pet Show. Loretta in Iowa, Jim in Michigan, Joseph in Tennessee, Jason in Maui. We're going to break quickly for the top of the hour. We come back. You'll be my first caller, so don't go anywhere. Grab a cup of coffee. Give your dogs or cats a hug and a kiss. We'll be right back at you. When we come back, though, how many times have you called your dog? It's raining. It's cold outside. It's hot outside. And you call your dog, and you say, Rover, come. And it's kind of talking to the air, talking to the wind. The dog has no idea what you want to do. Does your dog have selective hearing? We're going to talk about how to get your dog to come when you call him when we come back. Big problem for a lot of people, could save their lives as well. But you know, the reason most dogs don't come back when you call them is not their fault. It's your fault. How many times have you heard people say to the dog, get over here, what did you do? When the dog gets here, they yell at the dog. Well, if my father called me and when I got there, he yelled at me, let me tell you, the next time he calls me, it's going to take me a whole lot longer, if ever, to come back. So we're going to talk about ways to get your dog to come for motion. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.